The stage is set when the first reading is from the prophet Amos. Amos was always the beloved prophet of Cesar Chavez, Martin Luther King, anybody who cared about the poor, because Amos was always on the side of the poor and against the priests, who were usually on the side of the rich. And so he's setting the stage for this gospel. It's a parable, it's a story, it's clearly not meant to be taken historically. We have Abraham as a stand-in for God, we have a God eternally torturing people. It's simply a story to make a point, but it makes an important point. And it reveals what it calls the huge chasm, the unbridgeable chasm between the rich and the poor. How they cannot understand one another because they live in different worlds. And the rich man, he's not described as a bad person. It doesn't say that he earned his money unjustly. It doesn't say he's mean. It just says he's totally unaware. As we say, he doesn't have a clue. He's alone. He's apart. That's the temptation when we're too comfortable. When we're on the side of prosperity and riches, we can live in an isolated world where we not just don't know, but don't care. Because we can buy our way out of pain. We can ignore the people, as we used to say, on the other side of the tracks. So the tracks are laid clear here that the rich man lives very comfortably, throws his scraps at the feet, and there are the poor who only get the scraps. Things don't change, do they? It's the same world today. Where in our country, 1% owns more than the other 300 million put together. Sort of unbelievable. In a country that thinks it loves equality and democracy and fairness. When you and I were growing up, the top guy earned maybe 30 times more than the janitor or the servant. Now it's 265 times more. And that gap just keeps increasing. And we have a Congress that is afraid to give the health care to its own people that it enjoys a hundredfold over. There's a huge unawareness, an uncaring, and a kind of smugness about it. We call it a sense of entitlement. Exactly what we see in this man, rich man. I have a right to it. I earned it. I deserved it. Of course, that's so opposite of the attitude of faith, where we know that we don't deserve anything, that everything's a gift. I grew up in America just like you did, but I had white skin, farm family from Kansas. We weren't rich. In fact, my parents were rather poor. But the whole system was created for white middle-class boys to succeed. It was easy. Went off to the seminary, soon called a priest. And the whole system works in my favor. I'm shown deference because I'm a priest. I'm trusted because I have white skin. Doesn't mean anything in the eyes of God. Nothing. Who you are is who you are in the heart of God, and that is absolutely the same. And the poor man is just as important as the supposed rich man. But we've got to admit, brothers and sisters, most of us, if we'd be honest, we don't see things that way, even those of us who are poor. And the reason we know that is we know what we all admire, what we all imitate, the movies we want to see, are never about homeless people. No. We like celebrities, don't we? We like rich people. We like the winners of American Idol, not the losers. We all admire the top and ignore and even hate and disparage the bottom. So this parable is called a reversal story. It's not to be taken literally, but it is meant to be taken seriously. That don't think the way we have arranged the world is the arrangement of God. And so we have the great reversal that in the end, the rich man is on the bottom and the poor man is on the top. That's all. So it is set up to help you mistrust the way things look now, the way things appear, and to call into question our own evaluation of things. Because we got to admit, a lot of poor people aren't any different than the rich. They just want to be rich. They're just as materialistic, just as self-centered as the so-called rich. And I know some rich people who are extremely generous and who care about the poor and work for social justice and work for change much better than a lot of poor people do. So it's never like it appears. And some people who are poor don't care about immigrants, don't care about homeless. They just care about themselves. So all of us have to be prepared to be surprised. And this gospel ends up as the prophet Amos critiquing the whole system and saying, the way you look at it is not the way God looks at it. And the goal is to look at everything through God's eye.